وعليكم السلام ورحمة الله وبركاته. مرحبا بك يا أبا عبد الوهاب. Can you explain to me step by step process praying قيام الليل؟ يا أخي بارك الله فيك. First thing, the timing of قيام الليل. Start from after عشاء and finish before فجر. So in between تسليم of صلاة العشاء, end of صلاة العشاء, your end means when you finish your صلاة العشاء. يعني for example, imagine you didn't pray in congregation for any reason. Then after that you prayed alone in after 2 or 3 hours from the time entering of Salatul Isha. Qiyam al-Layl will start for you after your taslim of Salatul Isha. Means the time of Qiyam al-Layl start from the ending of your Salatul Isha, and this the, it will start from the ending of your Salatul Isha and finish by Adhan al-Fajr. The second Adhan, the main Adhan, the real Adhan of al-Fajr. In between them is the time for Qiyam al-Layl. This is regarding timing. Regarding form, you can pray it continuously, or you do taslim in every 2 rak'ah, or you mix in between them. You can pray it continuously, means rak'ah after rak'ah after rak'ah till you finish. You make one taslim only for 11 rak'ah, or for 4 rak'ah, or for 8 rak'ah, or for 7 rak'ah, or for... You can make, you pray in one shot all of them with one taslim, or you can make taslim every 2 rak'ah. This is possible and this is possible. You are allowed to do both, or you mix in between them. Means some of them, like 4 rak'ah, you pray it in one shot, and 2 rak'ah you pray in taslim, also possible, no problem. You understand? Number three, regarding the number of Qiyam al-Layl, how many rak'at I'm allowed to pray, maximum and minimum. Minimum is 1 rak'ah. Maximum is the khilaf in between the ulama, and better for you to follow the way of Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. The Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, maximum he prayed 11 rak'ah. So, 1 rak'ah to 11 rak'ah. If someone said, what about the hadith of the 13? The 2 rak'ah is the rak'ah al isha. Means the Qiyam al-Layl, it's 11 rak'ah, from 1 to 11. You understand? So the minimum one, the maximum one, according to the correct opinion, if you want to follow the way of Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, is the best ways and method. Habibakallahu ta'ala. Recitation in it should be loud or secret? The answer, recite by a way that you can hear yourself and don't harm others. And in this situation, we didn't describe it loud or secret because you are praying alone. If you are praying in congregation, that is something else. You need, the imam need to deliver the voice of the recitation to the ma'mun behind him so that they hear the Quran. But if you pray alone, recite with a way that you can hear yourself, consider the recitation without harming others, for they are sleeping or they are praying by themselves also. Regarding sleeping, is obligate for you to sleep before? Oh no, the answer is not obligate. Sometimes the person he pray before he sleep, sometimes the person he pray after he sleep, sometimes he pray immediately after Isha, sometimes he delayed for the end of the night. What is the best time for Qiyam al-Layl? The answer, the last third in the night is the best time for you to pray, because the Lord will come down to the Sama' al-Dunya and will call the slaves to give him dua. So this is the best way and the best time to do Qiyam al-Layl. It's the best, doesn't mean the only. You can pray any time you want, but the best, if you ask me the best, is the best time. Are we allowed to pray on the congregation always? Or single always? What's the best? The answer is, the best is to combine. Sometimes you pray like this, sometimes you pray like this. Any a combination in between congregations and pray alone. Sometimes you pray alone, sometimes you pray in congregation. So, what's the connection of Qiyam al-Layl and Tarawih? The answer is, Tarawih is part of Qiyam al-Layl. It's kind of one type of Qiyam al-Layl that we pray in congregation in the masjid in Ramadan. This is the Tarawih. Tarawih is Qiyam al-Layl, but we pray it in the masjid behind the imam in congregation in the nights of Ramadan. This name Tarawih came from the answer, Ijtihad al-Ulama wa Ijma' al-Muslimin. Barakallah fika. What should I recite in it? The answer, according to your ability, from whatever you memorized. Can I repeat the surah many times in every rak'ah? Because I didn't memorize much. Can you allow? لا يكلف الله نفسا إلا وسعها. فقرأ ما تيسر منه. Recite in it whatever you could. Allah said in the Quran, recite whatever you could. It's include this. You understand? Can I recite from the Mus'haf? Better you don't. Can I recite from the Quran? I read. I pray and I read from the Quran. I'm allowed to do that? The answer, the correct opinion, you are not allowed. And better you don't do and recite from your heart, like how the Prophet used to do, according to your ability. even if you know the mu'awwidhat only and the fatiha, and you do the ilm rak'ah with it, jazakallahu khayran, it's good. So this is the summary, akhi, and inshallah next time we can continue, inshallah, step by step. It's long, akhi, and to make you understand the whole ahkam of qiyam al-layl, it will take time. I advise you to read a book being translated to English, كتاب وشيخ الألباني رحمه الله تعالى أحكام صلاة التراويح. التراويح للشيخ الألباني رحمه الله تعالى is beautiful and because it's in English and you can refer to it to benefit yourself. بارك الله فيك.